Hi, this is Beth Joan Shaw with Spirit of Success, and welcome to First Things First, a weekly devotional for businesswomen who desire God's guidance as we seek to honor Him with our businesses. We meet by teleconference each week on Monday mornings to hear a word from the Lord and encourage each other in prayer. Well, now that the brutal cold snap from last week is over, and I know most of us experienced it, bitter cold, maybe you, like I, have enjoyed venturing out a little bit over the weekend. I felt like we were really shut in for like 2 to 3 days. Maybe you were too. No schools. Everything was really closed down because of the dangerous cold. But the past couple days, it has been so refreshing to be out for, gosh, quick outings to the coffee shop and even a stop at Panera's is a treat. Just seeing people enjoying themselves was a treat after so many days being shut in. You know, and since beginning our study of Carol Kent's book, Becoming a Woman of Influence, I've been more purposeful to observe opportunities where women are connecting with women. You know, in the coffee shop, at Panera's, at church, just running errands, wherever. I just want to be more intentional to observe how many ways women connect with women. It really helps me remember there are many ways I can be connecting with women in my life. You know, seeing others inspires me to stay connected because by nature, I tend to be a little bit more of a loner. Even as I look out my office window today, I see two neighbor ladies walking their dogs together, even though it's chilly outside. But you know what? They're connecting. Well, okay, I don't have a dog, but I do get the message the Lord is sending to me. Be intentional about connecting. You know, we all probably agree that to become a woman of influence, we need to actually connect with other women. But how do we know if we have the right stuff within us to be a woman of influence? Well, that's where Carol Kent's encouragement of examining the life of Jesus comes in. And over the next 7 weeks, we'll examine the 7 principles that Carol Kent describes in her book, taken directly from Jesus' life. The first principle that we'll study today to become like Jesus in our influence is the principle of time alone with God. The principle of time alone with God. Now, we learn from Jesus that no matter how busy he was, he made it a priority to spend time alone with his Father. You know, we see an example of this in the book of Mark in chapter 1, starting in verse 21. You read through that section, and it is one of the busiest days that Jesus ever had. I mean, he taught in the synagogue. He cast out demons. He then went to Simon's home and healed Simon's ailing mother-in-law completely. Then Jesus healed dozens of other people who came to Simon's house. Whew! All in a day. But then, this is what he did. Starting in verse 35 of Mark chapter 1, very early in the morning, now remember, after that hugely busy day before, very early in the morning, while it was still dark, Jesus got up, left the house, and went off to a solitary place where he prayed. Simon and his companions went to look for him. And when they found him, they exclaimed, "Everyone is looking for you." You see, no matter how busy, how exhausted Jesus might have felt, he knew that he needed to get up and spend time with the Father so he could be refreshed and renewed. You know, instead of sleeping in, and I don't think any of us could have blamed him for sleeping in after the very busy day that he had and long day that he had the day before. I don't think any of us would have blamed him for a little sleeping in, but he realized that what he really needed was time alone with the Father to get renewed and restored. Because this is what happened next. Jesus replied, "Let us go somewhere else to the nearby villages so I can preach there also. That is why I have come." You see, prayer gave Jesus energy. It renewed him. It restored him. It also reminded him of his mission. That's why he came, to go to teach people, to heal people, to listen to and be among the people. It reminded him of his mission. Prayer does that for us. You know, prayer also showed Jesus that prayer produces results. Maybe you remember back in Matthew chapters 9 and 10 when Jesus was again out with so many people. He saw hundreds and hundreds and hundreds gathering, thousands gathering to come and listen to him and be with him. And his heart was just aching for them because he saw how many of them there were and how much need there was. And he recognized that the harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. And so he asked his disciples, the people with him, to kneel with him at that moment as he was looking out over these thousands of people with needs. He said, let's pray. Let's pray to God that he sends forth more workers because we need more workers. And they took to their knees and they bowed in prayer. And at that moment, when they raised their heads from prayer, 12 of them immediately said, well, we'll go, we'll help, we'll be the workers. You see, Jesus shows us that time alone with God produces results. Sometimes, often, that immediately, but immediately there were 12 whose hearts were pulled toward the same thing that Jesus' heart was pulled toward. And they said, we'll go to them and help. Oftentimes, prayer produces immediate results. It always produces results. Sometimes it produces immediate results. Sometimes it produces results over time, and sometimes it's not what we had expected, but prayer always produces results. Time alone with God does that. Jesus showed us that. Jesus showed us also that to really get along with God, we need to get alone. We need to find that quiet place because Jesus did that. He often withdrew to quiet places. As busy as he was, as in demand as he was, he managed to slip off, just slip away to quiet places. Now look, it may be really hard for each of us to find a quiet place. We may be surrounded by people and lots of little people or lots of big people, work people, family people, neighborhood people, all these things that we are involved in. It may be really hard to get a quiet place. So it may have to be in your car as you're driving or in your shower, when you're showering, or someplace else that's quiet. But it's really important to find that quiet place and be creative sometimes when you have to, because it's important that we quiet our minds also when we talk to God. Not to give him a list of things, but to be quiet and listen. You see, Jesus shows us that to be a woman of influence, we should first be a woman who spends time alone with God to make it a priority. So God can renew us and refresh us. So God can remind us of our mission. So God can develop our character to become more like Jesus. So God can show us results from our prayer. And so God can draw us closer to him so we can hear his voice of wisdom and discernment. The principle of time alone with God is the first principle of becoming a woman of influence. It provides us with wisdom so that we can connect with others as we grow in our influence for him. Well, thank you for listening, and I pray that you receive the message from God today that will encourage you and equip you to do your work as unto the Lord. And if you'd like to participate in our weekly live First Things First Tele-Bible Study Time, just email me, Beth, at spiritofsuccess.com. Thank you, and God bless.